Hello, my name is Jennifer Bangzer from the Westport Library, and you are tuned to listener-supported WPKN 89.5 FM radio, serving Fairfield, New Haven, Litchfield counties in Connecticut, parts of Long Island, and communities around the world by live streaming at www.wpkn.org. And welcome to Open Book Today. This is a periodic community radio program brought to you by the Westport Library. And I'm excited to bring you this program today as we've got some really cool things happening at the library. Central to our mission here is we'd like to present opportunities for the dynamic interaction and lively exchange of ideas through our amazing collection, reference, and patron services. We also bring cultural and social experiences to inspire people to learn more about the world and to change the world a little bit. And today, I'm really excited to have two of my colleagues here to talk about an upcoming StoryFest 2020. But before we get into this, I want to talk a little bit about what we've been doing for the community in the time of COVID-19 pandemic. Like all of you, we had to shut down in mid-March, but we popped back up with some online programming, as well as on July 13th, opened up some of our services to our patrons, which you can find out about on our website, westportlibrary.org. You can find details on our hours, how to access our digital collection, some of our databases, as well as our curbside pickup services for people who aren't comfortable coming into the library space when it's open. We've been really busy creating a lot of virtual programs to keep you all engaged, involved, and inspired this summer. Some of those programs include a really dynamic series of artist interviews with our gallery curator, Carol Ergerfass, done alongside well-known artist Migs Burrows. They have individual interviews on our YouTube site with artists from the area you've brought right into their studio to learn about their process, what they're thinking, what they're doing. Please check it out. I'm sure there's some artists that all of you are familiar with. We've also conducted a lot of author talks, which you can learn about, fiction, nonfiction, variety of genres. We were also really fortunate this summer to develop a virtual dynamic summer camp for kids called Camp Explore on our website and looked at on our YouTube channel so kids can still enjoy it. So please check all that out at westportlibrary.org. So enough housekeeping. I'm excited to get in and talk to my colleagues here. I have with me Alex Giannini. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having us.
And Cody Daigle-Oriens. Hi, Cody.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Cody and Alex have been working really hard on our StoryFest Literary Festival. It's our third annual literary festival, and we've literally had thousands of people come to the library for this festival in the past couple of years. And I know this year has been a little different. And let's talk about what StoryFest, why it exists in the first place, and then go on into how you've continued to find a way to make it happen. So Cody, you wanna jump in and give us a little reason for why this is happening and what's the history?
Well, I think StoryFest exists because it's a natural extension of a lot of the things that we do and that are core to our mission as a library. So StoryFest is a literary festival that began 3 years ago in collaboration with the public school system, the Westport Public School System. We worked with some teachers there, and through a grant program through the school, we're able to put together this three-day literary festival that brings together genre authors, so authors in science fiction, horror, fantasy, romance, and also writers who write for young readers, middle grade fiction, picture books, and YA authors. Bring all of those authors together in one place to celebrate, as we like to call it, we say it, to celebrate the stories that help people fall in love with reading, the things that you take to the beach, the things you grow up with, the things that you take to bed at night. And that's kind of at the core of StoryFest. And so it exists to celebrate the books that we love and the writers that we love, and to bring our all of our communities together, not just Westport, but all the surrounding communities as well, bring them together to celebrate books.
Yeah, and I know in the past you've been able to bring in some amazing writers and authors to work with people as well as to present what they're all about in the writing. Alex, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the past attendees?
Sure. Yeah. And we, I guess Cody and I always joke that StoryFest is a very self-serving festival because it really began from a place of, wow, these are our favorite writers. And then kind of talking to community partners and through programs that we did at the library, we realized that Some of our favorite writers are also a lot of other people's favorite writers. And one of the things about Storyfest, I think, that makes it so appealing is that we look at writers and genre fiction, particularly as an entry point into wider reading habits. I always say that, like, I think I'm the reader I am today because I read Goosebumps when I was a kid, you know, and R.L. Stein was a major part of that. And kind of that opened the door to, I didn't know it at the time, obviously, but that opened the door to a lot of really fun genre reading for me. So when we envisioned Storyfest, we thought, well, why don't we start from this place of genre and kind of, you know, it'll serve two purposes. Genre fans are legion. And also I think a lot of people, especially with like horror and sci-fi and fantasy, I think a lot of people who don't read that regularly are a little bit afraid to step into those waters. And what we say a lot about Storyfest is that there's always a book at Storyfest that was just waiting to meet somebody who was coming to Storyfest. So I think by combining so many different authors and so many different genres, I think people are introduced to new books and new authors. That's one of my favorite parts about Storyfest, and it's worked for me too. I mean, I listened to a romance panel and was blown away by some of the writers on that panel, and got me to read a genre that I'd just walked right by in the bookstore and in the library. So I think if that's an experience that we're having as organizers of the event, I'm sure that's an experience that people coming to the festival and watching online will be having as well.
So there's a real spirit of discovery in what you're saying and what you're doing in terms of literature as well as genres. So let's talk about, in the past couple of years, Storyfest has been live in person, a weekend long event. Obviously that had to change this year. Tell us a little bit about that process and how you approached it.
Yeah, well, you know, once we started to realize that our sort of these very weird times that we're living in were going to extend into the fall, we knew that Storyfest, you know, which last year had 3,000 people attend, just wasn't going to be possible. We weren't going to be able to safely bring all of those people together in one place. So we started to have conversations about what do we do? How do we take the experience of Storyfest over the course of a weekend and bring it into a virtual space and make it accessible to everyone and reproduce as much of that experience as we possibly could? And so what we've done is essentially taken, I mean, I would probably say like 90% of the lineup of a virtual Storyfest were going to be here in person in September if we were having an in-person festival. So we're taking the festival that we would have seen in the library and just bringing it online, you know, with a combination of live virtual events and a set of pre-recorded conversations that we've been having over the last few weeks that we'll premiere on our YouTube channel between September 15th and September 29th. So the 3-day experience of Storyfest in person is getting stretched out over a bit longer period of time because, you know, we're not going to expect you to sit at your computer for 10 hours on a Saturday watching all the panels. We're letting people sort of enjoy Storyfest over a broader period of time so they can watch all the panels they want and still eat food and have lives and sleep.
And I think you can't replicate the in-person nature of the event itself and being able to, you know, be next to the authors and meet them and get books signed by them and that kind of thing. But I think in a lot of ways the virtual panels this year are almost an idealized version of what they can be at Storyfest because there are no time constraints with the panels. You know, we're not all running up against deadlines and you know, to get the next panel on stage and to do all that stuff. So I think the moderators have some more airtime. The panels have the ability to breathe a little bit more. And so far the content has been really incredible. I mean, Cody and I get to watch them as they're being recorded. So we've seen sneak peeks at some of the pre-records, and honestly, they're some of the best, if not the best conversations we've ever had at Storyfest. And I think that, you know, it goes back to kind of the creation of the festival. These panels that Cody put together are, the perfect cross genre panel. So you're combining people that, yeah, sometimes you do have all the horror writers on a panel, which is great because, you know, that's a great panel. But it's when you take, you know, a mystery writer and put them with a comic book writer and put them with a mostly horror writer, and they have a discussion about genre bending stories, and you find that like they all like the same things, and somehow it comes out creatively in different genres, and just makes for really interesting panels. And I think I was saying before that like readers meet books they haven't met. It's totally true about the authors as well. One of the things that we've seen since we've pre-recorded some of these panels is that authors who were on panels with other authors that maybe they hadn't met before, they're tweeting about their books. You know, I think it's really cool. I think it's what we've done so far is really, it's the spirit of Storyfest. And I think in a lot of ways, you're going to get a little bit more out of Storyfest this year by watching the virtual panels.
Yeah, I would say that something really interesting about this year is the cross-genre portion. That was something we actually discovered quite by accident last year at the festival in person. We had a nonfiction panel that we had a bunch of nonfiction authors from a lot of different, there was a picture book nonfiction author, there were some adult nonfiction authors, and I had so many compliments, and people were just so excited about the energy of that panel and the nature of that conversation that I think when we started talking about future festivals, Alex and I were like, well, cross genre, that's really the way for us to go. That's what we can do to make this particularly special.
I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. That's a really exciting, the idea of what's being innovated, of what you've discovered by default, so to speak. This is Jennifer Bangzer. You're listening to 89.5 FM, WPKN Radio out of Bridgeport, listener-supported radio that reaches Fairfield, Litchfield, and New Haven counties and Long Island. I'm with the Westport Library. This is our Open Book Radio show, and we're talking about our Storyfest 2020 with Alex and Cody, the literary programmers extraordinaire. And we were talking a little bit about the innovation that's being discovered to create a virtual Storyfest. And Cody was starting to talk about some of the surprising and interesting things you've discovered about genre.
The virtual festival, this year's festival, really explores that cross-genre spirit more in depth. Almost all of our panels are featuring writers from different genres talking about kind of, the way we sort of framed it is that it's the big ideas at the heart of telling stories. So they're not really just talking about their genres, they're really talking about why stories matter and the value of the kinds of stories that these writers tell. And not only are they from different genres, but you know, we have a dark fiction panel where a lot of the writers are kind of writing in the same genre, but we've got three debut authors, a writer who's been in the business for forever, award nominated authors who are literally just beginning their careers, coming from different upbringings and different sort of like racial backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds. And that kind of sort of cross-community conversation is happening in the panels too. And I think that makes the festival really unique.
One of the cool things this year is that there are a couple of authors who are coming back for a second or a third time. And the interesting part, and it's almost like we did this on purpose, but they have really big releases this year that are getting a ton of press. So the authors themselves are in different places than they were when they first visited Storyfest. So kind of watching the progression of their careers through the last couple of years has been really interesting. And I think that's something that viewers should take a look at because it is, it's interesting and it's encouraging because they're people. You know, I could say this, people that come to Storyfest that we invite to Storyfest are people that first we really love them and respect their work, but also we like them as people. And both of those things are very important. So it's really cool to see some of them really take off this year.
I think it's so interesting to hear because when people are watching these, whether they're pre-recorded or live, they're going to really be watching the creation of a community of authors as well as watching how they've evolved and how they've grown. And that can be really inspiring for somebody who's looking to write, who's looking to dive into a genre.
Yeah, and with this, the panels being virtual, like you have a little, like I said before, you have a little bit more airspace with them. So there is that time to kind of, you talk about the work itself and you talk about kind of, you know, obviously some 2020 stuff comes up in most of the panels, which I always find interesting to hear authors talk about the present. But there's also a lot of room for them to talk about if not like really technical writing processes, they talk about like their headspace when they go to write, which as a reader, I find incredibly interesting. And you can kind of tell that they feed off of each other when they start talking about writing process, because I think we've heard some very interesting insights from the writers talking about how they write.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the panel topics to kind of give folks an idea. For example, you're talking about the times we're in, which feel kind of dystopian. So one of the panels is What Darkness Teaches Us, for example. So give us an idea of what things people might be hearing about in the panels.
Yeah, the panels this year, I wish this was the in-person festival because they're so good. That panel, What the Dark Teaches Us, is a panel that features a bunch of writers who work in dark fiction across a bunch of different genres, and they're talking about why writing dark stories matters and what it teaches us as readers and as a culture. But we've also got, I mean, really, if you're a romance genre fan, we have like the most amazing romance genre lineup for our displays of affection panel. It's like the top people. And it was a wonderful conversation talking about why romance is a genre that you should be paying attention to. We've got three horror writers talking about the contemporary vampire story and what that means in the world today. We've got historical fiction writers from a bunch of different genres talking about why writing stories about the past matter to the present. And probably the coolest panel is a group of really, really amazing speculative fiction writers from horror and fantasy and science fiction talking about how speculative fiction speaks to the problems of the world today, how those fantastical worlds really are a reflection of the one that we live in.
Whether they're social justice issues or gender and identity issues and issues like that. And I know you guys, it's really hard to single out any particular author because they're all beloved and treasured and valued. Just to give our readers, our listeners, an idea of who they might be hearing, let's talk just about some of the talent that you have in store.
I'm going to go first because I'm going to say Stephen Graham Jones. So Cody knew I was going to say that, but he's been my favorite author for a long time. And his latest release, The Only Good Indians, is my favorite book of 2020, whatever weight that carries. But I think it's an important book. It's a beautifully written horror story that is more literary fiction than horror, and sometimes more horror than literary fiction, if that makes any sense. And I think it's going to be on quite a few awards lists. So that is a book that I recommend heartily. On kind of the other side of the coin, Tuesday Mooney Talks to Ghosts by Kate Reculia is one of my favorite books over the last couple of years. It's a little puzzle box of a book that I think the best way to describe Kate as an author is if the Muppets were in an Indiana Jones movie. That's how she writes her stories, and Tuesday Mooney is just that, and it's really a wonderful, fun, perfect escapist literature for this darkest of timelines.
Wonderful. Cody?
So, like, two writers that, I mean, I love all of the authors that are coming to Storyfest. We love all of our children. But two that I sort of discovered through Storyfest. One of them is Adriana Herrera. She is a romance writer, and I picked up one of her books in her Dreamers series, and man, I feel like she's got me hooked on a whole new genre because I just never really looked at romance that way, and it was a delightful read. It's called American Sweethearts. It was a fantastic read, and her new book is called Here to Stay, and it's in my Kindle right now waiting for me to get at it. And the other is a cozy mystery writer. I've never really read cozy mysteries, but we have a really, really wonderful one named Abby Vandiver, and she writes as Abby Collette and has a new series called... It's like they're a cozy mystery set in an ice cream shop, and her book is called The Deadly Inside Scoop, and it's a total blast. And so this year's festival is introduced.
I'm not familiar with the term cozy mystery. I find that intriguing.
Yeah, the cozy mystery, because I learned this from listening to their panel. Cozy mysteries are amateur sleuths in sort of quaint, idyllic little town solving crimes, but you know, things turn out well in the end because it's like Murder, She Wrote.
That's a cozy mystery. Murder, She Wrote, which is a discovery among people. I'm finding.
I, And I had the great fortune of, I was in the honor of moderating that panel, and I asked straight up, like, how is this a cozy anything where people are getting murdered every 20 pages? And her response was, well, I write fun murders. So that is a cozy mystery. Lots of fun murder.
So I loved this. I mean, that I've just discovered something that makes me want to pick up a cozy mystery book. I never would have thought of that as a genre and as something, a literary destination for myself. But I like that idea, like people can come in and I was thinking of the concept of like the gateway, the book, a gateway to the genre that you might want to read to open that up. And you've just illustrated one. And then there might be some books or some panels or some discussions for the veterans, somebody who's been in this, one of these genres for a long time. Can we speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, something that we have a lot this year are debut authors. So if you are a veteran of these various genres, we have some people whose books have come out during the pandemic, a lot of them, that are kind of great discoveries. One right off the top of my head is Jessica Guess. She is a horror writer who just had her debut novella called Cirque Berserk. It was published this year. And I loved it. And we're so happy that she wanted to be a part of the festival. She's been a great addition to our panels. Jessica's a great discovery for someone who's been in horror for a while. Rachel Harrison is another writer who had a book debut this year, her book, The Return, is terrific. And it's spooky and like, it's a blast. It's sort of like a really, like if Sex and the City were kind of a dark nightmare, it would be The Return. But she's been a great find.
Wow, there's certainly a lot to dig into. And for those of you who just joined and have been listening, you're tuned to WPKN Radio, 89.5 FM out of Bridgeport, listener-supported radio. I am Jennifer Bengzer with the Westport Library, and I'm talking with my colleagues, Alex and Cody, about StoryFest 2020. We were just talking about horror as one of the genres. So let's continue.
I would say on the other side of the coin, you have someone like Charlie Jane Anders, who's a legend of speculative fiction, and we're so fortunate to have her this year. On the panel she's in, that Cody was talking about before, talking about genre, imagining the present day, there's also a local writer, Tochi Anyabuchi, who wrote the book Riot Baby, which speaks to today in a really beautiful and poetic way. And it's just a really important book. I don't want to say that he is a discovery, but I read him, out of the hope that we were going to be able to get him, and really, really honored to have him. Someone else that I would just shout out is Sarah Gailey, who's another speculative fiction writer out of San Francisco. And they are just, God, the prose is so good, just so good. Sarah's name will be one you're going to be hearing quite a bit of in the next couple of years, because they have several pretty big books coming out. We have like our stalwarts, like Paul Tremblay, who wrote a pandemic novel before the pandemic. You know, Survivor Song is one of the books of the summer. And a lot of people say that it's a prescient look at what pandemic America actually looks like. Paul wrote it a year and a half ago, but he's I don't want to call Paul like an elder statesman of horror, but like at this point, you know, he's one of our very established writers that's coming to the festival. So it's fun to hear him in conversation with someone like Rachel Harrison, who is just starting out in her career. So I think you get so many different voices in StoryFest that it's just fun to trace kind of the paths of the work and of the careers.
It sounds like because of the need to adapt this to a virtual festival, there might have been some really interesting surprises and things you've been able to do that, or authors you were able to get on the program that you might not have been able to.
Yeah, that was actually the coolest thing about the virtual festival, was we were able to sort of go back to the table with all the authors who agreed to be part of the virtual festival this year from our original lineup, was to look at the panels and go, well, who else could we ask? Because geography no longer mattered. We just had to get on a Zoom call with people. And that did open the door to finding some people who we were not originally part of the plan, but Abby Vandiver is one of the authors that was not part of the original Storyfest plan. She's in Ohio. But because of our virtual festival, we were able to include her. And hopefully she'll come to the festival next year because she's just a delight. But the virtualness of this year's Storyfest has helped us bring together some people that would have just been difficult to get together in the building if we were doing it live.
Yeah, we have a comic book panel that we're going to be pre-recording soon. Sina Grace and Rob Guillory are two people that we haven't been able to get here in the past. The third person on the panel is Sarah Richard, who was here at the first Storyfest, and her work is so great, and we'll be able to hear her in conversation with two people that Cody and I, we followed their careers for years. Sina Grace was the artist on a comic book called Little Depressed Boy, which is one of my very favorite pieces of graphic literature. And he was also an editor on The Walking Dead before he became a writer-artist in his own right. And he has several series out now that are critically acclaimed. Rob Guillory is one of the funniest cartoonists working today, and he's writing and drawing a really great book called Farmhand, which has been optioned by AMC and will be on TV. I think next fall it'll be on TV. And that's a really fun read that I got to revisit because we'll be speaking to him next week. Just being virtual has opened things up. It's allowed us to meet some people and hopefully open some doors to getting even more people in person next year.
So it sounds like there also might be some things about the virtual festival that could continue once we have the geography for people to come to in the library.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it after every panel conversation. I wish we could just take this year's lineup and repeat it in person because everything has just been amazing. I certainly feel like a lot of the writers who have joined us so far in our conversations they've expressed being really thrilled to come and join us. So I suspect you'll see a lot of the faces you'll see on your computer screens this year should be ones you'll see in the library next year.
Really a lot to look forward to, not only this year, but for years to come with Storyfest concept, which has been really wonderful and terrific. So you've done some pre-recording already on some of the panels and some yet to do. Tell us a little bit about some of the surprises in the conversations, or maybe share a few tidbits to get people excited to tune in. It's probably hard. There's probably a lot of really cool conversations. We don't want to give away too much, but if there's something.
I would say that we have one panel. It's a panel that's sort of focused on puzzle and mystery, writers who create unexpected narratives. And it's one of the smaller panels we have. It's a three-person panel. It's Clay McLeod Chapman, Abby Vandiver, and Kate Reculia. And it was honestly one of the most joyous and joyful hours of conversation that I've ever got to watch with writers. They were all incredibly funny and open and had the best rapport and talked about the work that influenced them and the work that they do with a lot of candor and vulnerability and just like, it was just the most lovely spirit. It was the most fun I've had it was great pandemic fun, to be quite honest. They were really wonderful. And that panel is great. It's that panel is called How the Story Tells Itself. And it's one of the panels that I think people are going to really love. It was a lot of fun.
What day will that airing on?
That is, I want to say, September 21st.
Oh, I see. Monday the 21st at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that will be our, it'll premiere on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
And then on the following day, Tuesday, September 22nd, you'll get a panel called Then and Now, How History Shapes Stories for the Present. So we talked to historical fiction writers, nonfiction writers, and in one case, Alma Katsu is a horror fiction writer who writes within historical context. So like her latest book, The Deep, is a supernatural retelling or supernatural story that takes place on the Titanic and the Britannic. And the most surprising thing from that talk was that Alma spends like 2 weeks researching and that's it. Like she has a research window for these books and it took everyone on the panel by surprise because you have these really like research heavy books. Nina Sankovich is on that panel who writes nonfiction exclusively. And to find that Alma was able to create or recreate the world of the Titanic and gave herself only 2 weeks to do so was pretty pretty impressive.
Wow, intense, fascinating. So that's interesting to learn those different processes, and probably for the authors to hear some insight into their colleagues and their in the different
Sure. It's always fun to see what surprises other writers and what gets a gasp or a big Zoom reaction from one of the other writers.
Very interesting. You alluded earlier to some people that you think are going to have a big year this year and some that have some big releases. Is there a breakout author that we might see next year at a bigger venue or hard to get in the future that we're lucky to get them now?
She's been at our festival before, but Gwendolyn Keist is going to, she won the Bram Stoker Award last year for The Rust Maidens, has a new book coming out in November, I believe, called Bone Set and Feathers. But she's just been signed, but has a really good book deal that she just signed. And she's going to have a big release coming out. I think it's 2022 or 2021. But I just feel like her writing is so impressive, and I just think she's going to become way more famous than we could ever ask to come back to Storyfest at some point. Like, she's going to get too famous for us. Her writing is spectacular, and she's an amazing writer, and we've been very lucky to have her at both of the previous Storyfest. She's been there from the beginning, so she's definitely someone I think to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I think another name that this is probably cheating, but I mean, Josh Malerman has an enormous property with Bird Box on Netflix, but I don't know if Josh is a name that anyone watching the movie on Netflix would necessarily know. He's enormous in hard fiction and in literary circles. I think Josh is going to be, it's going to be Stephen King, Josh Malerman, and Joe Hill at some point. Those are going to be the three names that you hear in horror. Josh is going to be doing something really interesting. So that will be one of our two live events for Virtual Storyfest. Josh will be performing live on the final night of Storyfest 2020.
And that will be, what's the final night? Is the 29th? Is that correct? Do I have the right date?
He will be the 24th. We do go to the 29th because we have our middle grade and YA panels that premiere on the 29th.
Let's talk a little bit about that, about the YA panels and how you're engaging young people today through reading and literature and writing with some of your choices.
Yeah, sure. We've worked with some faculty members over at Staples High School in all 3 years to really design programming that's aimed at YA readers, middle grade readers, and picture book readers. And so this year, virtual festival is a little harder for that. So what we've done is they've worked with some other educator partners, and we've designed a YA panel and a middle grade panel that will premiere at the very end of the festival that will feature some of the really big names in YA right now. Leah Johnson will be on the YA panel. Coco Ma will be there. Minty Das. The middle grade panel has some fantastic people like Janae Marks, Lorian Lawrence, and James Byrd, people like that. AJ Sass. And not only will those panels premiere on our YouTube page like the others, but we're also going to offer them to local schools. All of the Storyfest panels we're going to offer to schools and teachers who maybe need some help in the digital education department, some things for kids to do, to give them access to those files so that they can share those panels with their students as part of their instruction during the fall semester and beyond.
I mean, I think it would be really refreshing and really helpful in this time to keep education interesting when kids are all online and do something new to inspire. And I can hear, listening to the two of you, your own goosebumps, for lack of a better word, an appropriate word, of excitement about all of this. And if you were a young adult today, I can imagine the two of you would be diving into those panels, right?
Yeah, I also see the value in the and beyond, as you were saying, because I think now with these that are being recorded, they will live in perpetuity and we'll be able to archive them. And moving forward even into the physical Storyfest in 2021, the ability to film this stuff and in high quality and be able to download it and put it up on our YouTube channel or wherever we end up doing it next year, I think it's a really valuable thing because we've had some really great conversations in the building in years past at Storyfest that You know, Cody and I don't get to watch any. This is the first Storyfest we're seeing because, you know, usually on the weekend of, we're running around trying to put out small fires everywhere. Being able to watch the panels is really awesome. So I think it allows us to open Storyfest up, you know, in the future to as many people as want to go on our YouTube channel and watch it.
Well, and I think that's really exciting because you're participant and planner at the same time and also facilitating, and that excitement translates to the programs and to the authors with your excitement about what you're doing and the passion that you both clearly have that I think is really the genius behind Storyfest 2020. There couldn't be two more interesting people programming it because you guys have your fingers on all these genres and really current, relevant ways to talk about them.
I also feel like I understand Storyfest better because of this year, if that makes any sense. I feel like because again, we haven't been able to participate in more than maybe a couple of panels in the past, but being able to be around the writers as much as we have this year and to really hear what they have to say during the panels, it's only going to help us plan future Storyfests and put together future combinations of people. So this, again, selfishly has been invaluable, I think, as a lesson for how to do this festival moving forward.
Yeah,
it's a
quick, one more quick station identification, then we'll come back and wrap up with your thoughts about Storyfest 2020. This is Jennifer Bangzer with the Westport Library. You're listening to 89.5 FM radio out of Bridgeport, community supported radio broadcast through Fairfield, Litchfield, and New Haven counties and Long Island, and streaming at WPCAN.org. We're talking all things Storyfest 2020 and coming into some closing thoughts to inspire folks to tune in to Storyfest 2020.
Well, I was just going to say that, getting to watch the panels, it's been nice to confirm what I always suspected about Storyfest and what the experience of the panels were like. And, that our emphasis on genre was a smart move. I think a lot of people think about genre fiction as, maybe like lesser than or something that's maybe for kids or something that's not very serious. But what I've been so impressed by with these conversations, these writers are talking about incredibly deep things and important things. And even though they're writing horror or romance or a cozy mystery, they're thinking about really important things that are happening now for all of us. And, for any reader of any kind, even if you're not a genre reader, there's a lot to discover in these panels and in these events for Storyfest, and it's absolutely worth your time.
Absolutely, that's really a profound way of putting it, for sure. Finding
and if you pull out some of the programs from Storyfest past, I think it really you see like there was a reason there was a spotlight on Ray Bradbury and his work because he was so many different genres of writer, but he's also someone who is, for a lot of people, the first time they are introduced to genre as something that is quote unquote legitimate because you read the Martian Chronicles in middle school, and all of a sudden you're reading fantasy or you're reading science fiction. And I think for a lot of us, you branch off to reading the rest of Bradbury's work. R.L. Stine, who was our keynote speaker last year, it's, the same thing where, yeah, he was writing Goosebumps and for a very particular age, but like Goosebump kids typically grow up to be Stephen King kids and they become Stephen Graham Jones kids, grown-ups. And I mean, that's how it works. And it's in that we're kind of wrapping up now, but I'd like to talk a little bit about our first Storyfest event, which is our live event with Dacre Stoker, who's the great grandnephew of Bram Stoker. And yeah. Dracula is another book that for lack of a better word, you're forced to read Dracula in high school, right? But I think a lot of people find so much charm in that book. Dracula leads you down a bunch of different paths. And Dacre's presentation, Stoker on Stoker, is super cool because obviously he's a family member, but he's a Dracula scholar and a Stoker expert. He gives during non-pandemic times, Dracula tours through Transylvania and just some of like for a lot of fans, those are like bucket list things. And Dacre's such a great tour guide in a lot of ways. So kicking off with Stoker and Dracula particularly, I think it's it's at the heart of what Storyfest is. It may be a book that you were forced to read, but boy, does it open doors to other things.
I think what's interesting, what you're saying and I'm hearing, is these genres, whether we think about them on a daily basis as we walk through our life and dipping into culture, are woven into so much of our culture for so many years. And they may not be the loud shout and look at me necessarily, but the spirit of Ray Bradbury is in everything you're talking about, for example. And he was something I know my father read and brought to me as a young child. So we forget, and I like, speak a little bit about reminding people, like you've talked about, the meaning of these and how they're integral into the world of literature.
Yeah, I mean, Bradbury, he said the key to everything was love, right? So everything he wrote was written because of a love of something. And I think that there's no better person that kind of encapsulates this feeling of Storyfest, because it came out of the passion and the love that Cody and I have for these types of stories, right? I mean, stories are the thing for us. And I think that Bradbury's approach to it as kind of the guiding, sure, we started, and to steal another Bradbury quote, for the first Storyfest, we really did jump off the cliff and build the wings on the way down. But it came out of that feeling of, well, this is right because we love it. You know, so it really, Bradbury's in everything, I think, that Storyfest embodies. And you could see it, you see it like in all of the authors. There's not a person, an author on any one of these panels over the past 3 years that's just there. You know, they all engage. They're all so excited to talk about not only their work, but the work that they're reading. They're so excited to promote local bookstores and their favorite libraries and how they got into reading and writing. I think it you know, listen, if the spirit of Bradbury can kind of permeate our festival forever, I'm happy with that.
With that, yeah. So we have a few more minutes. So Cody, tell us how folks can learn more about Storyfest, where they can find information about reading up and being ready, how to get their wings in shape for Storyfest.
Yeah, sure. If you want to find out more about the Storyfest events, you can head over to the library's website, westportlibrary.org, and you can find our Storyfest page. On that page, we have descriptions of all of the panels and all of the events over the days of Storyfest. You can sign up for reminders and get to get viewable links for those premieres when they happen. You can sign up for as many as you want, watch as many or watch as few as you want. There are also links in the individual events to other resources that our reference department has put together to help you sort of like, I guess, you know, like bone up on your reading before you get to the panel. So you can check out books from our collection from all of these writers to kind of read what they've been working on to get ready for the panel, and also some additional reading and resources as well. All of that's available on the website, and you can check everything out there.
Awesome. Any last hurrahs, or we've covered a lot of ground, and I think you've really inspired our audience to dive into Storyfest 2020.
Yeah, and once you do dive in and start watching the panels and fall in love with these writers the way that we have, then go check out our digital collection at Westport Library, because we have all of the books physically and digitally. So if you want to get a jump start, check out our offerings.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you both for joining me here today on WPKN to talk about Storyfest 2020. And this recording will make it more available for people to listen to afterwards. The show is airing August 31st. And aside from Storyfest, we have a lot of other things happening at the library. We're bringing back our book sale Labor Day weekend, which will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So check our website out for that. The book sale is now being transformed into kind of a dual mission, where it's also serving to sell books to support the library, but also to provide employment and volunteer opportunities to disabled adults under a new venture called Westport Book Sale Ventures. So please come out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There'll be times, it won't be crowded. We'll be minding all the COVID regulations. Books have been quarantined. It'll be a really wonderful, delightful, safe way to shop for used books and support the library. So please watch out for that. And as always, check out our website to find out what's happening. There are new virtual programs and author talks happening throughout the fall, fiction, nonfiction, business programs, job seeking workshops, lots of resources in our digital assets that we encourage you to check out. And thank you so much for joining us today on the Westport Library's Open Book Radio program. And please come to StoryFest 2020. You will be inspired and moved. Thanks, guys. And thanks all for listening.
Thank you.